This is Breakfast with Darren.
Hump day, last hump day of May. And we've had a WhatsApp to us going, guys, please explain, why are there weighing people on New Zealand flights? Guys, it was in Five Things. I don't know. All I know is that New Zealand Civil Aviation Authority has asked that the national airline weigh all of the passengers on international flights from Auckland International Airport starting July the 2nd, 2023. That's in a month and 2 days.
Yes.
And that's all I know.
Okay, so the thinking behind it, right?
Are you saying it's a slippery slope?
No.
What are you saying?
Again, it's just what I read and what the press release said. So the program is from, obviously, Air New Zealand. It's called a passenger weigh survey. And all at once, it's to gather data on weight load and distribution for planes. The same way when you have your luggage, they put it on the... They weigh it, and if you're over a certain amount, you have to pay extra amount if you want to go with the luggage.
Do they put the luggage on, and then they say, now, can you please stand here?
No. Luggage...
They have a human scale.
Luggage alone...
Yeah.
Human alone.
On that same thing, you have to lift the luggage up onto that scale.
No, not there.
In another room.
Yeah, when you're walking through the security check and stuff.
Do you have to take your shoes off and your belt off and your hat off and your jacket off?
Well, if you want to be lighter, probably take everything you
need. Why would you want to be lighter? Why, if they're just weighing you for data and distribution on the plane, why would you want to be lighter? You want to give them the exact data.
Okay. You know what? I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go down there.
Japan touted this in 2014.
Yeah.
And I don't know what came of it because, listen, I don't go to Japan too often. But maybe you know a couple of rugby players who pop off to Japan from time to time.
Yes.
I know that Japan wanted to charge you if you were what they would consider obese. Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, how can you do that? Like, you get someone like a Yanni Duplessis. That's 120 kilograms of muscle, 5% body mass.
Yes.
You know, body mass.
Body
fat.
Yeah.
And then you get someone who's like half the size, but same weight, but it's like, you know, or maybe even 100 kilograms, half the height, but that is like, you know, 20% body fat.
Yeah.
Who do you charge more to?
But it's not, who said it's about charging? It's a survey, bro. There's a digital scale that before you check in to your flight. It's going to weigh you, and then that your result will not even... You won't even look at your result. No, it's going to go to the server and the data.
Data for what?
It's just how these things start, bro. This is how these fascist flights start. They start first, they came for our weight, and no one complained.
Yeah, no one's going to weigh me.
Then they came for our age, and it didn't bother me because I wasn't old enough. And then they came for me, and no one protected me because I hadn't protected them. That's how it starts. It's a slippery slope.
So you're saying nay to this?
I'm saying nay.
Really?
Jesse, what do you
think? I'm thin.
Huh?
I'm thin.
Listen. Listen, I don't know. Listen, if it is just for weight distribution of people and luggage on the plane, then it's fine.
Yes, that's what it's saying.
If it is just that, and it's as innocent as that, then I'm for it.
So you can't have 19 people weigh 150 kgs sitting on the
right hand side
of the plane,
and then you have the national,
and then you have
gymnastic team on the right
on
hand
the
side.
Yes,
yeah.
So it has to go Beast, and then it goes Kuni on the other side.
Yes.
Then it goes Eben, then it goes Bucky's Woods on the other side.
It's why Bucky's and Bismarck never sat on the same side of the plane.
Exactly.
Okay. When I first heard this news, I thought, whoa,
that's
heavy. All right. I'm glad we covered this.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
Showcase.
Breakfast with Darren Maule on East Coast Radio.